Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed Reiki Master Teacher working in the field of energy medicine. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and I'm also an intuitive counselor. I'm the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith and the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that they have available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. Like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some calls for free angel advice. You can call into the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we take some calls for some angelic advice, I'd like to talk about the topic today. And the topic today is about our dreams and our desires. And I would also like to thank my listeners, all those people that are following me. And you can follow me as well if you want to be reminded of upcoming Angel Healing House radio shows on Blog Talk Radio. Please push the follow button, and this way you won't miss a show in the future. So I can see we have quite a number of phone on the line, and I will get to you. I'd just like to introduce the topic today, and that'll be just a few minutes, maybe about 3 to 4 minutes long. So with the last few shows centering on how important it is to practice love of self and to choose to do work that is honoring, respectful, and fun for us, I demonstrated a new perspective on how to nurture a very strong foundation for happy, fulfilled, and empower lives. You know, once you start to live this way, by accepting and fully being who you are, your simple presence of peace and joy will be like an energetic beacon which beams out to the world and draws to you others who are of equal peace, joy, and acceptance. You know, we truly do find the love that we are seeking by first going within and loving ourselves. My posse of angels have always shared with me that to truly love ourselves, we must honor and respect our dreams and our desires. And that's what today's show is about. For one can't fully realize love of self if they allow themselves to be living someone else's desire of what their life should look like, while their desires are left in a long-forgotten closet somewhere. You know, from time to time as we age, we might think about that closet of our dreams and desires and wistfully wonder what our lives would have looked like if we had the courage, the nerve, and the daring to pursue a more worthy and honoring relationship, to pursue a certain job, or a passion that nurtures our soul. What would have our life been like if we wrote that book that we had inside of ourselves? If we become a motivational speaker, or even go so far as hosting our own radio talk show. Once we truly start to honor and acknowledge who we are, we honor the importance of our desires. Again, my posse of angels are reminding us that the reason desire was put into our heart in the first place was to ignite a spark of God from within us. This spark of God excites us to what would bring us the most joy and fulfillment and peace in our lives. The desire within you is like your engine that is propelling you forward to concentrate and action those things of joy within in order to create its manifestation in your reality. We are all great creators, and whatever we put our focus on and attention will eventually manifest in our lives. So today's question to consider is, what do you truly desire? Are you demonstrating to the universe that this desire is of such importance to you that you will not let anything take your focus and attention off it from becoming a reality? But before we receive some more pointers from the angels on the topic of our desires manifesting, let's go to the switchboard and take our first call, which is 617. 617, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Hi. Good, Candy. How are you? Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. What's your name?
My name is Annette.
Hello, Annette. Do you have a question today?
Yes, my question is on the topic of desire. My desire at the moment is to actually find work that is satisfying and pleasing for me. And I know where I want to work. I know the environment. I know that I want to work in the city. And I want to know how do I manifest that into my life?
Okay, the posse is saying that it's very important for you, okay, they're saying the word animal instincts. They're saying the word animal instincts. The second word they're saying is to have faith. And they're showing me you as the queen. You don't understand how powerful, how magnificent, and how extraordinary you are in making this a reality. Going back to the first one is about your animal instincts is your creativity. They want you, Annette, if you truly desire this to happen, don't put your emphasis on the how and the when of it happening.
Yes.
I don't want, and they don't even want you to put your emphasis on the where of it happening.
Okay.
Because they are all limitations. And once you put limitations on something, then you are second-guessing the universe.
You're right. See, I never thought about that. You're absolutely right.
Okay. Because the universe wants to give to everybody in the greatest good for yourself and the greatest good of all concerned. So if that can happen only by you not working in a particular place. You know, so often our dreams are realized, and usually they take longer and they usually manifest in different ways than we want. And in retrospect, we look back and we go, this is so much better. Thank goodness XYZ didn't work out the way that I wanted it to work out long ago.
Okay.
So they want you to be, first of all, creative.
Okay,
whatever it is that you desire in your heart, start making movement towards that by being creative. For instance, when God gave me the channeled information for Angels of Faith, and it just flowed through me, and there it was on my computer screen, I actually had to reread it before I actually could tell what I'd written. And then I had tears in my eyes. And I didn't think immediately, where am I going to market this? Who's going to pick it up? What publishers to send it to? That didn't even cross my mind. My mind was just baby step upon baby step. You do the last thing that Source, God, angels tell you to do. And along the way, the more creative you can be, the more that you will have the wherewithal then to be given the next piece of the puzzle from the universe. Okay, so that's your animal instincts, and be creative. They also want you to, and they're telling you to watch out for signs.
Okay.
Watch out for signs and synchronicities. Those are really important for you.
Okay.
Have the faith and to embrace the fact that you are the queen.
Now, what does that mean?
Because
everything else
have,
is really interesting, because everything else, I'm like, ooh and ah, you know, this is great. But when it comes, when you mention I am the queen, all of a sudden it's like, what does that look like for me?
Okay, the queen for you is that the queen doesn't have to ask anybody. She is an authoritative figure, and she goes out and she makes things happen.
Wow. Okay.
She doesn't have to ask anybody if she can do anything.
Right.
See yourself. Okay. A person I see myself as this queen archetype is Oprah.
I was just thinking that.
Okay. She doesn't go out and ask anybody if she can do something.
Right.
She does it, and she is that. That archetypal queen, you see yourself. The only reason why this is a bit vague for you is because you haven't embraced that kind of energy yet.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So they're asking you to embrace that kind of energy yet. Go out and do it. Don't wait for anybody else.
Amen. Amen.
Amen
to
that.
Amen.
So I hope that's been helpful for you today, Annette.
Oh, it's been absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Tell lots of people about me. I'm new on Blog Talk Radio.
I certainly will.
Okay, thank you
so much.
Have a blessed
day. I'm surprised that no one doesn't know about you now.
I'm sure they do. They only started a little while ago.
Oh, they will hear about you, my dear. I'm quite sure.
Well, you have an absolutely glorious day, and I love you calling in, and I love you. You look after yourself.
Oh, you too, honey. Thank you. Blessings to you. Beautiful.
Okay, take care. Take care.
Right. Bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye. Isn't that a wonderful call? Thank you so much, Annette. And those three cards go for everybody who's listening as well. The more these, you can be creative. You be that driving engine and that force. The more that you can see yourself in that role of royalty, that you have the ability and just have the faith in yourself to step forward. The next caller we have on Angel Healing House Radio is a 519 number. 519, you're on the air with Angel Healing House.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Karen.
Hi,
what
Karen.
What a powerful message you just gave all of us. Wow, thank you. That one felt like you were talking right to me.
Well, you know what? We're all one. We're all one. And you know what? Not only that, Karen, I said, it's the messages for me as well. I never hold myself superior to anybody else. And when the messages come in, I take note for myself as well.
Wow. Because we're all one, aren't we?
We are all one. We are all one. So it's pretty stunning.
It is. Now, I have a question for you. I have two job possibilities, two careers. I've been told, some people say do one, other people say do both. But what I found is that something is holding me back where I'm not being able to do either, and I'm not sure what that is within myself.
Okay. Are you, okay, they're bringing up the word passion, enthusiasm. All right, let's go back to Oprah. If you had all of Oprah Winfrey's money, would you take, still do any of these two careers?
Yes.
Okay. You would still, you're being 100% honest, and you would still pursue them.
That's a really good question.
If you can't answer yes immediately, then it's not something which you are. Okay, I'll give you a for instance, Karen. This is breathing for me. And since this is breathing for me, it's like a calling. This is like a mission. This is the only reason that I've come back and incarnated on the earth plane, not just in the radio, but I've written books. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a healing practitioner, do Reiki. There's a lot of things that I do. But with each one of those things that I do, I get remunerated energetically through green stuff, through money. You know, and I'm from in other countries, it's in other colors of the money. But the reason I'm doing for it is because it's like breathing for me. Every time I do it, I am in absolute bliss and joy. And that's where we are from a collective consciousness. You have to understand that you're the star. They're showing me a star, and they're showing me the star card in tarot, which the star card is you are the star of your own show. And it's time to celebrate your passions inside of you. You're not limited just to those two choices. And so, you hold the world in your hands. So these two career choices, you might have just made them because you might not even consider what makes your heart sing.
In both of the career choices, it's using different talents of myself. And when I'm in that space of being myself in both, one being I'm an artist, when I am being the artist, I shine. When I'm doing the other, where I'm being of service and offering something that helps people, I shine. It's in the process of learning. The second one is having to learn the skills to be able to be authentic in what I'm, for people to perceive the authenticity. And I don't know if they don't perceive the authenticity because I'm not feeling it, projecting it, or if I'm just not supposed to be on that path. Whereas with the other, when I'm doing my art, when I'm painting or face painting or anything like that, I do also realize I go into a zone, but the remuneration isn't always there. So I felt blocked and find I struggle that way with both.
Well, okay, the second one is, I think you hit the nail on the head with the second one. You're seeing it as being of service to others. When you're an artist, first and foremost, you're channeling that that artistry directly as a channel from the divine, and you are being of enormous, enormous service to the planet by being an artist. Do not underestimate yourself in being a star and being of service by being an artist. You know, I think you use the word just an artist. It's an extraordinary ability to be able to do that. And what we're going to talk about today is in our desires and our dreams is the more you can not compromise yourself, then the more the money will flow, the more that you have this feeling of abundance inside. I think the second one is not resonating with you as well because you're seeing it as being of service to external things, external people, and not being of service to yourself. And skills can be learned, but if you don't have the desire, if you don't have the enthusiasm behind it, it's not going to generate the same kind of energy. And in this year of 2012, we have to be as authentic, honest, open, and transparent as possible. So my feeling is definitely, I would say, put more focus and attention on the first one, to see yourself as the star of your own show, to celebrate, really, truly, that's what they're showing me. And also the next card is a celebration card, to celebrate your gifts and your talents. And because you hold, and this, they're telling me, then you will hold the world in your hands.
Wow.
And that's the information from them. They are applauding you now, Karen. They're applauding you because what you have done is through my help and the Posse's help, is you're now realizing that, along with all the other listeners, we each have an integral part of ourselves that we brought back to put in the puzzle piece of the planet. And every time we are not actioning that, and every time we're not doing that, the planet dies a little bit.
Wow, that's sad.
And that is sad. And many, and you know what? You know what the saddest part is? People are doing it for money. And people say, yeah, but I got to pay my bills and I got to eat and I got to blah, 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 blah. But the funny thing is, the more that we do what we are joyful and blissful about, and then the abundance inside of us goes out like a beacon of light and then brings back the abundance to us. And the universe gives us remuneration and abundance in all kinds of forms. And a lot of times, it doesn't come directly from what we're doing, but I can guarantee you that if you are blissful and you are joyful in bringing that integral part of the puzzle piece, which is your artistry, to the planet, then it will open up all kinds of doors and opportunities for you to be remunerated.
So in other words, using my gifts and talents to sprinkle the magic into the lives of others.
Oh, my gosh. Can you needlepoint that on a pillow and send it to me?
I would love to.
I'll put that on my bed and sleep with it under my head, for goodness sake. That is wonderful.
I felt very strong, and I realized, thank you from the bottom of my heart, I haven't been listening. I thought that in order to save my family, I was presented with this opportunity where I could be of service and help people nutritionally and in so many ways. And it spoke to my heart, but every time I show up, I get the deer in the headlight and the cricket sound.
Oh, there you go. I love the deer in the headlight. The deer in the headlight tells us, you know, freezes us, because it's the child inside of us. Come to me as a child in wonder, in enchantment, and in absolute magic. And when you are that child and you're exuding that kind of bliss, Karen, the most amazing miracles are going to happen to you. Could you please send me an email and tell me where those miracles send you?
I would love to, because I believe I'm being called to write and to illustrate.
Oh, my God,
child.
Are you ever? Are you ever? Open up that channel for yourself. I mean, you know, if anybody told me that my book is going to, my husband and I are writing a screenplay for it now, and the angels have shown me it being made into a Hollywood movie. I mean, if anybody had ever told me this, you know, that at 48 my whole life would have started to change 8 years ago, I would have thought they are crazy. I'm ready to retire, but I ain't seeing anything yet. It's just amazing.
Well, my first creation will be for you, dear. Thank you for waking me up. And thank
you,
because I heard that from my soul, finally.
Oh, I'm so, so happy. Please, again, send me an email, Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. And you have a blessed day, Karen. Thank you so much for listening, and tell lots of other people about me.
I definitely will. Thank you, Candy. You're Candy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Isn't that wonderful? And just like Karen, we are all the star in our own show. We just don't realize it. We don't realize it, that we just have to step up and bring forth that integral part of the puzzle that we all hold in this magical journey of life. I'm going to keep going with the phone calls now. Let's go to our 972. You're on the phone with Angel Healing House Radio. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Vivian.
Vivian, how are you today?
Good. I just have a question, you know. Do you see any job coming to me?
Any job coming to you? Okay. All right, the posture angels, what are they saying? What are they saying now? Well, Vivian, they're saying it's not so much about the job coming to you. It's about you stepping up. You stepping up and showing them what it is that you actually want. Okay, so tell me, wasn't it weird? Tell me, because we're talking about dreams and desires. What does Vivian desire in her life as far as doing something that gives you great joy?
I want to become a healer, and actually I have been told I'm a healer, and I'd like to do the counseling for the helping people. I really enjoy, but however, the reality, you know, my husband just got a new job. The money he's making is just barely enough for the family. So I don't know. So my husband say you need make, you know, maybe try to find a job or maybe do something extra, try to bring home more money in that way, you know. Because kids need, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. First and foremost, the greatest healer that you can be is if you heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Okay. But when you say to become a healer, there's a lots of different ways that you can get into the healing profession. I mean, you know, you can become a nurse. You can become a massage therapist. I teach Reiki on all different levels, up including the master teacher level, and I have a lot of massage therapists who come to me to learn Reiki. So you can study Reiki yourself.
I'm Reiki certified already.
So you're Reiki certified. So why aren't you practicing? Why aren't you practicing Reiki?
Not on the regular basis. No.
Why not? You have a skill, and you have an amazing. Are you master trained up into the master level?
I'm not master level yet, but I'm Reiki 1 and 2.
Oh, you're Reiki 1 and 2. There are lots of cancer centers. There's lots of hospices and hospitals that accept. And recognize Reiki. What the posse is telling me now is that they feel that you are underutilizing something which is of such importance to the planet now, Vivian.
Yeah, actually, you know, I also registered, you know, try to take another license exam for the nursing. So, however, I've been told I need to postpone to the September. So right now, I'm not in a rush to really focus on,
okay.
You know.
Do you have okay? Do you have business cards?
No, I don't.
Okay. What you have shown the universe is that you haven't made steps at all forward to see. The universe can only give back to us what we show the universe that we're ready to step up, and you need to. And because it's such an important time on the planet for people who are shifting, for people to feel better about themselves, to bring their vibrational energy up. They're showing me that it's time for you to make business cards and to put yourself out there as a Reiki practitioner, make a brochure. You can even get a very basic website. And the more you start, Vivian, the more you start doing these things, the more the universe, and then make flyers and put them in cafes, put them, you know, talk to people, go to local cancer centers, hospices, all these things, the more that you can start to do this, the more that the universe will start to remunerate you with opportunities and connections in order to bring some money in.
Okay.
All right? And I want you, okay, the more that you do this and the more focused and attention you put on this, then the more that the universe will bring to you the people that equal your focus that you're putting out there.
So you want me to focus on my Reiki capability or sort of try to, you know.
Absolutely. Because I know what Reiki means to me and what it's brought to my life. It's not just a healing modality, it's a way of life. And I don't have to tell you how beautiful Reiki is,
and how it touches people's
lives. It transforms, it changes people's lives. So you go out there, Vivian, and you start to see yourself as the star. You start to see yourself as the shining example of what Reiki is, and I can guarantee you the more movement you make forward, the more the universe is going to repay you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And I would love to hear from you. My email is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, you look after yourself. Have a blessed day. And go out there and be the most amazing Reiki practitioner that you can be.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Another great example with Vivian. She's looking outside of herself. Listeners, listen to that. You don't need to look outside of yourself. Each one of us has that puzzle piece inside of us. And the more you bring that forth to the planet, the more it's good, it serves you, and then it will serve the rest of the planet. I'm going to Randy, who's been holding for quite some time. Randy, you're on the air with Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for holding.
Hello.
Hello.
My question is for the posse
yeah.
About whether what do they see about this person I'm teaming up with to do a workshop.
Person you're teaming up for to do the workshop with. So just what's the workshop?
I don't want to say what it is.
Oh, okay. You don't want to say what it is. Okay. No. Is it of spiritual nature?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, yeah.
Okay.
It's to conquer fears.
Okay, that's fine. Just a general thing. Okay. They're saying that, okay, what are they telling me? So you're asking specifically for a general, an overall of what the person is like that you're working with?
Yeah, do they think that I was going to work with him? Yeah, but I was just wondering if they think that he's a good person to team with.
Okay. They're saying, what's that?
Or should I just do this on my own?
The mere fact that is this your idea, this workshop?
I'm a coach with. It's based on a bestseller, an author, and it's really her work. It's her workshop that she allows her coaches to run. And actually, this man who I'd be doing it with, he taught me the workshop, but I thought I'd work with him maybe to develop my skills a little better.
Okay, well, so I'm asking them if you should do it with him. Okay, they're saying that it is probably a good idea. Yes, they're saying that it's probably a good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea for you to do it on your own because it's not a black and white thing with you yet. You're not saying, well, yes, I feel like I can step out on my own. They're still showing a little bit of shaky ground there, and it's just they're showing me like it's another step up for you. It's not going to be long before you're going to be flying on your own, but this is just another instance in which you're going to secure your footing. I guess that they're using the words, and they're saying yes. That you should do the workshop with him now. I know there are no shoulds and there are no have-tos, but they're saying it would be most beneficial for you in the long run, and then once you get your confidence up, then you will be flying. You'll be flying with this. You'll say to yourself, oh, it wasn't that long ago that I remember that I did the workshop with this gentleman, and how could I ever think about doing it with anybody else because I'm very confident about doing it now on my own. You will become, they're showing me the High Priestess card, and the High Priestess card comes in with sort of all the confidence, the courage, the strength, the ability in your spiritual wisdom and in bringing that forth. And they're showing more of a balance in your life. So So, yes, I believe that this is just a step up for you.
Okay.
Don't see it as like, you know, you're giving your power away or anything like that, because see it actually as a blessing. When you see this gentleman say yes, you know, when the student is ready, a master appears or a teacher appears, and he's just there to help you. He's just, you know, holding his hand down to you, they're showing me, for you just to step up and to become more confident.
Right, that's exactly what I wanted to use him to help me with. I was going to, you know, give him more of the portion of it, but I just didn't know if I was like, maybe that's just my fear, like saying, okay, I can't do this on my own.
Oh no!
Okay.
It's just the opposite of that.
It's a huge. It's an 8-hour workshop, and he's much more experienced. He's done tons and tons of workshops, and I have not. So I thought like I could learn from his, you know, experience.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. And what you're going to garner from it, it's just going to make you. I mean. And myself included, I never, like I told Karen, our lovely caller before, anytime any advice comes out of my mouth, it's for me as well. And so the only reason I've gotten to be where I am is because I've stood on the shoulders of giants.
Okay.
You know, and I've garnered information from amazing teachers along the way and angels who have shown up for me and things like that. And there, but for the grace of God, go I, you know. And so I take the information, and I thank people for it, and I step up.
So it's not giving away your power, is what you're saying. I'm not giving away my power.
No. You are not giving away your power, sweetheart. Not in this instance.
Okay.
Actually, it's a step up. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
That is. Thank you so much.
Please send me an email. I'd like to know, and maybe I have to pass on the information about the book and things to my listeners.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye,
Randy. Bye-bye.
Okay. That was a great instance of somebody thinking that perhaps she was giving her power away when all she was doing was really nurturing that inside of herself that needed to be just, you know, sort of, you know, tended to a little bit and with the help of somebody else. And boy, don't we need each other. We are all a collective on this planet. We all bring a very integral puzzle, part of the puzzle to the planet. But we also work with each other. And the sum of the parts is indeed greater than the whole. So going to the phone line, still an 804 number. You're on the land with Angel Healing House Radio.
Hi, Candy. My name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, and how are you in Santa Barbara? Where did you come to Santa Barbara from?
Actually, we need to change that on our website. About a year and a half, I moved down to Los Angeles area, but I was up in Santa Barbara for 2 years. It's a very, very pretty place.
Oh, yeah, no, I was asking because I'm originally from New York, but I lived out in California many years ago in the Wilshire District. I was there when they had the Sylmar quake. It almost threw me out of bed.
Oh, my gosh. Now, we're in New York. I can still hear the New Yorker in you.
From Long Island. I grew up basically in Bayside, Long Island.
Okay. I spent my youth, large part of my youth, in East Mauritius.
Oh, okay. Out in Suffolk, sure.
Out in Suffolk County, absolutely. So
I detected a little accent in you, too. So.
What do they say? You can take the girl out of New York, but you can't take New York out of the girl.
Yes.
So what was your question today?
Well, any messages related to my work, I would appreciate. I'm working on a very big mission and vision of bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love.
Oh, it's wonderful. That is a wonderful mission. Okay. Let me see what they have to say here. I'm getting a very, very wonderful feeling about this. They're saying, now, what was your name again?
Hugh, H-U-G-H.
H-U-G-H. Okay, Hugh, because I like to make sure I get the right spelling, the right names. Hugh, they're saying that you indeed are the alchemist. Okay, so what you're doing is instead of your making straw into gold, in this vision of yours, It reminds me of a call I got several shows ago from a lady who had worked on Wall Street, and she was writing a book on spirituality and Wall Street. Now, the two seem to be like oil and water and won't mix, but they mix beautifully. And they're saying in this work that you're doing and bringing this kind of high vision to financial markets, as you said, you are the alchemist. And they say that they applaud you for what you're doing, for your vision, and to keep going with it. Was there anything specific? Oh, they're saying there's great monetary remuneration there as well. They're saying that probably more in the second half of the year that more of the dots will be connected. Do you feel like things are stalled now? Do you feel like things haven't really taken off yet?
Well, they haven't taken off yet. They're just starting to. So you're very perceptive and accurate. I'll leave a message because I don't use email. I have a partner that I just started a partnership with just on a handshake over the telephone, and she's wonderful. So I'll leave a message for you related to that for your own general interest. But very, very, very accurate, and I thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And they're telling you, don't lose faith. We are, and they'll tell you, Hugh, and also everyone else, we are coming off of a very, very stagnant, slow void. I mean, for the last 2 weeks, a lot of us have felt like we're molasses on a flat surface. We're going nowhere, you know. Our visions, our dreams, our desires, all of those things that we have put forward to, flat tack. They are not going anywhere. But they're telling me with the chariot card that came up, it's that things will start to move very rapidly soon. March is going to be a corker for a lot of people because different opportunities and different connections are going to start to come up that are going to start to put in motion, certainly March and April, with that which is coming for us in the second part of the year. Hold on to your keister because your dreams and your desires, your intentions will be fulfilled in the most convoluted, incredible, magical ways. And they're saying, Hugh, hold faith because of your mission and your vision. This is of higher resonance to really open up a lot of people on the planet for the financial and the spiritual to marry both.
That's what it's meant to do exactly. And as I get off, it's funny that you used the word corker for March. Does that have anything to do with St. Patty's Day?
So I would love to hear more about this. Please send me information. It's Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com, Hugh.
Thank you very much, and God bless you for all your wonderful work.
Okay, take care. Tell lots of people about me. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't that wonderful? That's the second caller that I've had in as many weeks talking about marrying financial, the financial, the economy, Wall Street with spirituality. And quite frankly, isn't it about time that that happens? And so we can take all the greed and the corruption and everything out of that and just have a more beautiful world. So I'm going to go to a 732 number, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Rosetta.
Rosetta?
Yes, Rosetta. Mm-hmm. And this is my first time listening to your show, but I was just curious to know about how to incorporate my spiritual journey along with the career that I'm pursuing. I'm a songwriter. I'm a songwriter and I'm a singer, and I've been given an opportunity. I'm now signed to a company that's going public. We have major backing, but I'm just curious to know how to incorporate a message. You know, there's a lot of crazy things going on in music, and I want to be able to use this platform as a way to inspire people, you know. And I'm not really sure if this is the opportunity to do it or if I should wait.
Okay. They're saying that you're putting too much thought into it.
Okay.
They're reminding me that you're like a bird. A bird sings not to be heard.
Hmm.
A bird sings because a bird has a song inside of himself.
Hmm.
Okay. And they're saying, do not forget that you're the beautiful bird. You have been given this gift by God, and that the more you put your emphasis on your creativity and the fun of it, come on, Rosetta, in this year of 2012, we all must get back to the child within us and the fact that why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it not to save the planet. We're mm-hmm. doing it not for spirituality. We're doing it because it's the child in us that wants to be creatively expressive and to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that the more that you can just put your focus on that, the more that the universe will beat a path to your doorway, and so will opportunities and connections for you coming up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they able to see, you know, if this particular situation that I'm with, is this situation going to work itself out?
Okay. Hang on 2 seconds. I get a good feeling around this situation. Let me see what they have to say. Yeah, they're saying the more that you stop holding on to it so tightly,
mm-hmm.
the more that things will work itself out.
Okay. Very good.
That's what they're actually saying. Take your focus and attention off constricting it so much, and then it will work out by itself.
Wonderful, and that's so true, because I'm a very intuitive person. I'm a very spiritual person.
Oh, I know you
and,
are.
And when, I mean, I know, you know, I listen, but I was having so much more fun and just doing it as a child. I mean, I have photos. I sat down the other day and I realized, wow, there's photos of me as a young kid, you know, going to my mother's records and pulling out the, you know, the lyrics, even though I couldn't read. I've been doing this since I was a kid, and when I'm free, that's when I do my best work. But there's been some delays, you know, on the corporate end and financial
yep.
things, and of course we all have to make a living. But as soon as I start focusing on stuff like that, it, you know, the music pretty much goes, you know, pop.
Okay, so please,
and
so,
I'm trying
so,
to find a way around that to just remain positive, you know.
So please, I'd love to know where your journey goes. Send me that email at candy@angelhealinghouse.com, and you be like the bird and just go out there and sing for the absolute joy of it, and you'll be giving so much service to yourself and so much service to the planet.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rosetta. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And wasn't that a beautiful? There's a songbird, Rosetta. Off she goes. Remember to have fun. Remember to have fun. I'm going to go to my 910 caller. 910, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hello, Candy. How are you? This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm great. I hope you are.
I'm very well, thank you. What's your question?
I've enjoyed your show. I'm a first-time listener.
Oh, good. Happy welcome aboard.
Thank you. My question involves my relationship with my husband for 38 years. It's been very difficult for the last 10, and the last 5 it's been extremely difficult. And I've even gone so far as to venture out and try to start my own business so I have a way of supporting myself on 5 different occasions. But I don't want to say that I failed, because I haven't failed. I've learned a lot from it, but I wasn't successful in monetary gain.
Okay.
So I can't help but wonder that what is it that's stopping me from being successful?
Okay. They're showing me the fist. They love showing me the fist. And the fist doesn't mean you're supposed to punch your husband in the face. The fist
right.
means is you can't be given anything new if you're holding on to that which is dishonoring, disrespectful, and is not acknowledging you. You can try to force something else in there, But Kathy, it's not going to happen until you fully let go of that which does not serve you in honor, in joy, in being trustworthy and loyal, that treats you like an absolute goddess. You have compromised yourself, and then you expect the universe not to compromise you. You need to fully let go of that which is not honoring you.
How do you let go and not be able to support yourself?
Okay.
That's why I've been trying so hard to find a way to support myself.
Okay. They want you to just, first of all, is to bless your situation, is to bless yourself in this situation, that you still have this situation, to be like a catapult for where you want to go. Then start to make movement. Start to make movement to that which makes your heart sing, to which you're very blissful about and you're passionate about. And keep your eyes open as to the most, again, convoluted and remarkable way that the universe can fulfill your dreams and your wishes. They're just telling you to keep stepping forward. Keep stepping forward in faith and saying, I can do this, and I will do this. But it seems like, you know, you seem to have compromised yourself in a lot of ways.
I have, and it wasn't because I wanted to. First of all, it was because I was inexperienced and very young, and then it was because I had children, and then it got
right
to the point as the children were getting older, it was like, well, how do I get out now?
Right, right.
And I've tried to get out for the past 5 years, I haven't been successful.
Okay. Oh,
so then I have to ask myself, what is going on when I'm trying so hard, I'm trying to connect with the angels to ask for guidance, and
a lot of the times the angels want to bring it in the way that is most beneficial to us, but it might not be the way that you're expecting it to come in, and a lot of the times we fail to see what's right in front of our eyes. So I wish,
yeah,
I could continue with this with you, Kathy. If you want to continue more, perhaps send me an email on this, or you can book in for an angel reading. But the main thing they want for them to tell you is to just keep making movement to that which your heart sings. Bless your current situation, because only by gratitude and appreciation for what we have will we be given more. And to know that you are looked after.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The last phone call, it's the 561 number. 561, you're on the air with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, how are you? This is Linda.
I'm very well,
Florida.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for holding. What's your name?
Linda from Florida.
Hi, Linda from Florida.
Hi. I met somebody a few weeks ago, and his name is John. Started out very intense, and before you know it, he's telling me he loves me, he wants to marry me, we're looking at engagement rings, and then we had a big blowout, and now we took sort of a time out from each other, so I wanted to see what you felt about us.
Okay, well, a lot of times we jump into things. When you jumped in with this fellow John, how did you feel about him initially?
When I first time met him, I thought he was nutty.
Okay, that's why the angels asked that question, because our first impression is our heart telling us whether to step forward or to step back.
Mm-hmm.
And you were given, your intuition told you to step back. I would really cool this relationship. What they're giving me now. They're giving me now is, yeah, you hold the sword in your hand. Don't give your power away. Linda, stop giving your power away. You need to draw limits and boundaries and show the universe exactly what you will allow into your life. If you compromise yourself and you don't listen to your intuition, then you've got to expect nuttiness or even worse coming into your life.
Okay, so how does that leave for us? You don't see us reconnecting, or?
Well, don't even put your emphasis on this relationship. Put your emphasis more on you, by you stepping up and saying, I will never be with anybody else who is not honoring, respectful, loving, all of those things. And loving often comes down to actions and not words and not engagement rings or anything like that. Actions speak in volumes. And really to get back to not compromising yourself in love.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that's been helpful. If you want to continue this, I would love to give you a reading. And you can go to angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, that just about wraps up our show today. Thank you for all the callers today. And, of course, thank you to all my listeners. If we didn't have time to take your call, please tune in and call next time. And remember, we're going to continue talking about our dreams and desires on our next show. And I'd just like to tell you, if your world is not honoring for you, please do not beat yourself up. In every moment of every single second, we have the opportunity to write a new script for ourselves. A life's journey is created by taking baby steps forward. And the more you can consciously create steps that are honorable, loving, and respectful of your dreams and desires, then that journey has to take you to the eventual destination of your dreams and your desires, which will be coming true. And so that wraps up the show for today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and also at 11 a.m. Thursday at that Pacific Time. Actually, in 2 days' time, it's going to be at 10 a.m., but as of next week, it's going to be Thursdays at 11, just like on Tuesdays, U.S. Pacific Time. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my enlightening, inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling, angel readings, or Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally, using Skype, on computer, on phone, call me on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And until next time, love and blessings to you all. Take care.